From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The California Department of Food and Agriculture is accepting proposals for the 2022 grant program to improve research quality and production of California specialty crops and to promote related collaborative ag projects. Awards of up to $500,000 are available for projects promoting better practices for fruits and vegetables, tree nuts, and nursery crops, as well as supporting research that enhances food safety and prevention of plant disease and pest infestation. American Farmland Trust just filled a new position on its policy team to tackle climate issues. Samantha Levy joins as climate policy manager to lead its policy agenda. AFT is preparing a multi-year strategy to advance transformational climate policy, including the 2023 Farm Bill. In a recent report, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change supported the mounting interest among policymakers in regenerative farming practices as a way to mitigate climate change. A year-long study to identify U.S. pork industry gaps in biosecurity defenses against foreign animal diseases found that no major areas have been overlooked in efforts to prevent African swine fever from coming to the U.S. The NPB's Dr. Patrick Webb says we must continue to work together to find real-world solutions to diminish the ASF entrance point vulnerabilities and to prevent the costly disease from entering the U.S. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.